Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care, and you can find out more about them online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. Very pleased to have with us Mark Prosser, who is the Winthrop University head basketball coach. He's got more challenges now than he's ever had because the NCAA lost a big lawsuit and they're settling it now, and it's changing the whole world of college athletics. So I appreciate you being on here, Coach. And I'm going to ask you to start off by telling everybody a little bit about your background, because this is the first time we've had you on Straight Talk.
Yeah.
My fault, not yours.
Yeah, I know. I've missed it. I've listened to it. I've been told I haven't been on yet, so I appreciate you actually having me. My background, going back a long ways, I grew up around college basketball coaching. My father was a coach, and so I had a chance to play collegiately. Got into coaching very quickly after that. Worked my first job as a volunteer for Mike Young, who's the head basketball coach at Virginia Tech now, and had a chance to bounce around a little bit, but, found my way to Winthrop with Coach Kelsey and spent 6 years as his assistant, and had great times and fell in love with this area and this community. Was offered, an opportunity to go to Western Carolina University as a head coach, and was up there for 3 years, and what a beautiful place and campus and a really cool place to live. Unfortunately, COVID was sort of right in the middle of that, but it was a great place to sort of socially distance, and so was able to come back and get hired back as the head coach here, and been here for 4 years now, and having a blast and happy to be back.
Here we are. So I can't talk to you a lot about players and stats.
There's some things you could ask. I can let you know what I can answer, what I can't probably.
Well, really, a lot of what I wanted to talk about today impacts what you're going to have as far as a team.
Sure.
This fall. Your world and the world of all coaches has changed dramatically because of this settlement that is, I don't know whether it's been signed or finalized yet, but it's coming.
Yeah, it's not finalized yet, but I think we'll be within the next month.
And basically what that's going to do is to make sure that players – who already get a free college education.
Sure.
And all the other bells and whistles that go with that. But that's not good enough anymore. We have to pay them money. These are my words, not yours.
Sure.
Okay, all right. So for a school the size of Winthrop, in a marketplace smaller than, whatever.
Sure.
This has got to be rattling your cages in terms of how do I put a team together here? I not only have to deal with this name, image, and likeness stuff.
Sure.
But I got this thing called a transfer portal, which is allowing, I understand, 50% of all the Big South Conference basketball players to be in the portal.
Yeah. Yeah, it's and the two were different, right? The transfer portal was a different decision than maybe the house settlement. And I understand. I think, obviously student-athletes' families still understand the value of a scholarship, understand the value of a college education. For the long time, there's a lot of money being made off the college athletes. And so now the opportunity for them to be able to share in that money that's being made is unique, and I think is good for student-athletes. And so it does. I mean, this year was probably, this going into this offseason, into next year, into summer school, we'll have one of the, it'll be the first time we've had such a large group of new people. And part of that is we did that, I think, and we had such a unique group of student athletes that they came back for their final year of eligibility. A lot of times, going into last season, we had a lot of kids that had averaged double figures. We had four kids that were double figure scorers that all had eligibility remaining and could have gone and pursued the things they were talking about. And every one of them made the decision to come back to Winthrop and pursue a championship. And I think that is going to be unique in this day and age. I don't know how many schools. I don't think we talked about it a lot. I don't know how many schools in the country had that. four double-figure scorers returning with eligibility left. They did and had an unbelievable season, and what wonderful student-athletes and families they are, and their loyalty and needs to be celebrated. I think hopefully I don't know if I say it enough, but what great kids and families, and you know, we had a bunch that did that. So part of our scholarship opportunities that are available now is our own doing, right? Because we had a lot of kids in their last year of eligibility. You know, we have some in the portal as well that made that decision to pursue other opportunities for whatever those opportunities that you might have mentioned before, whatever they may be. You know, and so we'll have nine new ones. And so, you know, understanding that we have one incoming freshman that we signed in the fall, just a different set of challenges. And, you know, whether it's the portal, whether it's, you know, it's sort of going through the decision making of recruiting that gigantic pool, right? Because you go high school seniors, you go prep school, you go junior college, you go transfer, you go international kids. And so it's a large pool to choose from. But it's been fun and it's been fruitful because we have a lot of really good things to sell in recruiting.
So for you as a head coach and for your assistants, you spend, I don't know, how much of your life on the road talking to prospective players?
Yeah, I would say it's changed a lot, right? I think, you know, those relationships that you develop with high school and AAU coaches that I understand. And it's, you know, my kids, I have a daughter that's going to high school next year and my son's 11. They're involved in youth sports. And I think that the anxiety of, you know, of parents of high school seniors, I understand. And I think there's a lot of high school coaches, AAU coaches, families that get angry is probably the wrong word, but frustrated because we don't recruit a lot of high school seniors anymore. We just don't. And I understand that. And you know, there's a lot of kids that we would have recruited before that maybe we won't recruit now. There's a lot of Division I players that aren't being recruited now just because of the transfer portal, right? And you have the opportunity to recruit an older athlete. And so I understand that. That frustration. But to your point, like a lot of those relationships now with the high school coaches, with the AAU coaches, are talking about kids that are in the transfer portal that played for them in the past, right? And we've had several opportunities with kids that we've actually had on official visits here that went someplace else and then came back, right? Because, you know, whatever, it didn't work out at their last place. Bryce Baker was like that. We've signed another young man that's like that this year that took an official visit a couple years ago, then went someplace else and is transferring back. And so a lot of it is now, it's maybe less being on the road, more keeping relationships. And then, you know, it's more watching film, right? Because at the end of the year, when the transfer portal becomes, you know, as busy as it's been, as you mentioned, it's about getting to know the student athlete and finding the right fit, right? Finding the right fit for how we play, because how we play is unique, and the right fit for our university. And I think we've been fortunate to do that over the last couple of years, but we've had just unbelievable loyalty from a Kelton Talford who was here for 5 years, from a Mike Anumba who was here for 6 years, from a Chase Claxton who was here for 5 years. This place is special, and it lends itself to student athletes staying around. We just hope that continues in the future when there's so many different opportunities now.
Oh, ever. So, all right, so I can understand this now. When you have somebody that you are seriously considering, you would like to get them on your team.
Yes, sir.
Does that person, that athlete say to you, okay, coach, how much can you give me?
Yes, and a short answer. So it's changed. So the process now, I mean, it is different because that – I was just going to say it in regard to transfers, but it's high school kids too. But, you know, at least for transfers, they have to go into the transfer portal. The transfer portal is just a website that constantly updates, right? So we can see every day who's entered the transfer portal.
So are there rules for this portal? Like you have to be in by a certain time?
And yes. So there's a window for – and each it's different for each sport, right? So ours is about a 30-day window for Division I basketball. So that during that 30-day window, you don't have to decide where you're going, but you have to enter your name into it, right? And so to be eligible immediately next year, which most kids want, right, is they have to go into the portal during that window. Once that process starts, once you see their name pop up and they're in the portal and they're active, you can begin the recruiting process. The process is different now. I mean, it used to be a 48-hour visit and all these meetings and all those things that went with it. Now it's a little bit shorter, and certainly you end up with the conversations about finances, and I don't begrudge anybody anything. That's what you're supposed to do. And so the questions that we get are new and dealing with agents, which kids are allowed to have, and you know, it's a different world, and I've said it often, the business that I got into 25 years ago is not the business that it is now. It's a different job. But it's still, there's still really good pieces about it. And student-athlete experience is still something we take really seriously.
So do you know, I mean, when does that portal open for basketball?
It was the exact date. It was during it was during the NCAA tournament.
So April.
And there's some frustration with that, right? Because I think there's some kids that continue to play, whether it's in the NCAA tournament or the NIT, or there's a couple other tournaments that pop up that that we typically turn down and don't play in. We play in the NCAA tournament around here. But sometimes that puts a kid maybe at a disadvantage, right? Because I think, you know, whether a situation arises where you want to go into the portal, it can arise at different times. But kids are still loyal, right? Kids don't want to go into the portal when it opens while their team is still playing, not to upset the locker room. And so that does happen. And it may, you know, I don't think it limits a kid's opportunities, but you go into the portal when that the first rush happens on the first day. I mean, there's hundreds and hundreds of kids in there.
So by the end of the tournament, you pretty well know who's going to be in that portal.
Yeah.
Or maybe a week or two after.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, that 30-day window, you will hope as coaches you know, right?
And so that window's closed now.
The window is closed now. All right. But you can still – conceptually, you can still go in, but you won't be eligible next year.
Okay. So you know who's in the portal, right?
We do.
And then you're going to go try to romance them to come here, right?
It's a great word.
So how much time do you have to do that? When do these kids have to make a decision?
Yeah, they don't, right? They don't. There's no real time frame on them, right? All they have to do is the time frame only exists for when they can be eligible immediately next year, right? So that during that window, they have to enter their name into the portal, which that whole process has changed. They literally don't even have to tell us anymore. They can just do it through forms and through compliance. But we've never had that opportunity. We've never had that happen. Our kids have always come in and talked to us about it. We've been fortunate to have really, really good student athletes, but they can make their decision up until, you know, the end of summer, up until enrollment in the fall. Now, most kids, I would say 99%, but I think a lot of kids, they want to know where they're going,
sure,
right? And there's some anxiety that comes with that. And so a lot of us, whether it's kids, whether it's coaches, I think you want to know where you're going before summer school starts, which is right around the second week of June. And so it's difficult because you go into it with these best intentions, right? And it's hard because we lost to High Point in a really good game in the championship game. It still stings a little bit because we had a lead, pretty significant one in the second half, right? That was on a Sunday, right? That next week we had class. The following week was spring break,
right?
So we come back on Sunday evening, right? All fresh, right? We had just lost. That next week we have to meet with our returning student athletes because they leave the next week for spring break. And then the portal opened that Monday fall when they came back. So it's so hard to have that conversation with a kid. And you're just asking, like, where are you? Like, what are your thoughts? And everything's so fresh, right? You're so frustrated. You're so disappointed you lost that game. Then you try to plan from that conversation. And then you're trying to hope that conversation of where you were then gets you to the end of the portal, you know, where the portal closes, right? But things pop up and kids, you know, families change their mind and stuff like that. But it makes it a little bit more unique and recruiting in the springtime.
So when they make a decision to come to Winthrop University, which is where they all should come.
I totally agree. I've been having that conversation a lot lately.
So when they make that decision, are they stuck with that decision or can they change their mind?
There's once they sign their financial aid agreement, they can't change their mind from that point on, but there's a lot of things in place, right? Like if there's a coaching change, you can change your mind. You have a window to go someplace else. So there's things that are in place for you to change your mind, but typically it's different than, you know, I think in football, I think one of the sayings in college football is once a kid commits, that's when the recruiting starts.
Sure.
In basketball, it's a little bit different. Once a kid commits, signs his financial aid agreement, that's typically
what that's basically going. A one-year deal.
It is a one-year deal. It is a one-year deal. And I think that's one of the things that, you know, there's a lot of talk with coaches and things like that about maybe getting to the point of trying to do contracts of multiple years. We're not there yet. But, yeah, everything is just a one-year deal at this point.
So when you get this recruit and you think that recruit has some interest in coming to Winthrop.
Sure.
But he's also talking to X, Y, and Z. What do you throw out there to romance them to come to Winthrop? Because you don't have bucket loads of cash.
No, we do not.
Like
no,
some
we do
of these
not.
Other
if
schools,
anybody
like,
would like to
like High
offer
Point.
Us a yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
High Point had a lot of money on that
that's
team.
They're an outlier in our league right now.
Yeah, they are.
For what they have and what they can offer. You know, I think we've always had a lot. You know, it's different now, right? Because I think the days of, you know, the tradition and our location and, you know, you walk in, there's all the banners and all the things that some unbelievable coaches and student athletes have done tradition-wise. All that stuff is still there, right? Kids are still – you know, kids are still attracted to winning and winning programs. And fortunately, we stand on the shoulders of a lot of coaches and players that have done that around here. You know, and that can still help, right? But it's still, you know, now that is not the determining factor anymore, right? And you know, the determining factors may be different. And so, you know, our charge, our goal is to try to generate interest with our, you know, with our supporters of understanding the world in which we live. And it's a hard ask, right? It's not, you know, it's awkward, right? You know, hey, you know, raising money for NIL is a difficult thing to ask for, but it's just the nature of the beast now and what we do. And I think you see it, you know, within our state, you know, whatever, you know, South Carolina's doing, whatever Clemson's doing, you can see what their student athletes are doing. And obviously we're not at that level, but that doesn't mean the playing field is different. I mean, it's the same. It may be a different sort of, you know, different tax bracket, right? But at least it's, you know, as far as a functionality, it's the same.
So the basic admission, I'll call it admission, for Coach Prosser to talk with applicant number A is, I'm going to give you a free college education.
Sure. Well,
I mean, he's going to get that from everybody.
Yes. Well, yeah. I mean, yes. Once you go through the process and the recruitment and things like that, that's not, for us, that's not the first conversation. There's a lot of background that goes into it. I think, you know, we take very strongly, we always have here with Pat, and since we've been back doing a lot of background work on student athletes, I think that process has become so much more accelerated now. Before, it was like months and months of recruiting, right? You'd know a kid as a sophomore, and then you'd get to know him as a junior, and then when they were in high school, right? You know, now it may be, it's like speed dating in the transfer portal. It's like you get to know people really, really quickly, student athletes, their families, and then you sort of go back and you know, maybe previous coaches and try to have those conversations, because you have to get to know that student athlete to see if they fit, right? And I think, you know, we've been lucky. I know I keep saying it, but I sound like a broken record, but it's been true. We've had awesome kids in this program for the last, you know, and I was gone for 3 years, but I know the program that Kels was running, like, for the last, whatever that's been, 15 years, and even before that. And so we take it seriously to make sure that we have really good people in our program that, you know, I think the community has done a great job of getting to know our kids, and we want to make sure that that continues, even though it may be a one-year deal and one-year sort of commitment. We don't want it to be that. We still want that 2, 3, 4, 5 year student athlete. You know, unfortunately, that's more than the exception than the rule.
So how much do the parents play in all this?
I think every situation is different. I think every recruitment is different, and sometimes when you're recruiting a 23-year-old transfer, he's in a different stage of his life than maybe,
sure,
an 18, 17-year-old,
yep,
high school senior.
Yep.
So it may just be the student-athlete. You know, it may be at this point, it may be the student-athlete and the agent, right? It may be going through the agent, right? I think, you know, I think everyone is unique to the student-athlete, and you know, everybody's process is their own. So you'll have a little bit of everything. But I still think, you know, I would say – still, the parents are very much involved.
So I know Winthrop has always had a focus on the word student athlete, and the grade point averages are incredible coming out of your overall athletic program.
I appreciate you saying that.
I mean, it is
ours
good.
Ours is very good.
3 point, whatever it is.
It was.
Okay. So, does that resonate with the parents when you talk about student athlete?
I don't think.
Are they just looking for money?
Yeah, no, I don't think that's changed. And I think there's a little bit of a negative view on what's happening in, you know, whether it's the portal, whether it's the house settlement and things like that. Like, student athletes are still student athlete. Kids are still kids, and families still do value the opportunities their kids get. And so, you know, people are still good, right? And so that's what makes me so excited to, you know, to, even as this profession has changed, excited to come to work every day, right? Because it is still pure in a lot of ways. And it's difficult. I mean, understanding, and I think everybody, you know, on the outside looking in, you look at it, like, but you realize there's still progress towards degree. There's still NCAA requirements of grade point average. There's progress towards degree requirements for eligibility, right, where you have to be at 20% of your degree track, 40%, depending on when you transfer. And it's hard. I mean, and families know it. It's hard to transfer 2, 3, 4 times and graduate in 4 years. It's hard if you transfer that many times to graduate in 5 years because of, you know, as everybody else, any student knows, when you transfer schools, you're going to lose some credits. And so, yeah, it's still a big part of the conversation. You know, because you can't recruit a kid, you can't spend time, and then if they get to you, by the time they get on campus, they're ineligible. You know, it's not going to work for anybody anyway. And so It is, and I think, you know, it's not all negative. I know the sometimes on the outside looking in, it feels like it is, but kids are still kids and fun and are looking for great opportunities. And, you know, unfortunately for us, we work at a place where we can offer them really good opportunities.
Absolutely. All right, we're going to have to take our mid-program break, remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy. Ebenezer Road to Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Okay, let's see how quick the coach is as a learner. In the white letters is the magic we do here at Substation 2. We all chant it out together at the count of three. So at the count of three, let's tell everybody what the heck we do here at Substation 2. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Quick learner, quick learner. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
What's hot at Substation 2? The new hot beef brisket sandwich. Brisket is smoked tender beef, sliced to order, served hot and delicious, and gardened your way. This is a limited time offer, so titillate your taste buds today with a hot beef brisket sandwich at Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
When it comes to matters of the heart, you want someone who understands you. And that's our mission at Piedmont's Heart and Vascular Center. We are the only cardiovascular hospital in York County providing comprehensive care from diagnosis to recovery. Our team includes experienced cardiologists, cardiovascular surgeons, and nurses, all dedicated to keeping your heart healthy. Cardiac care with advanced technology close to home. That's Piedmont Medical Center. Learn more online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com.
Our common sense investing is not designed to take your life savings, roll the dice, and make you rich. We design a plan to keep the standard of living you have grown accustomed to the same throughout your retirement, be it 20, 30, or even 40 more years. Anderson Griggs Investments, 324-5044, or online at andersongriggs.com.
Now, parts of Western York County can enjoy Comporium's advanced internet technology every day. Thanks to the partnership between Comporium and York Electric Cooperative, parts of Western York County now have access to Comporium fiber technology that gives you the ability to stream, download, search, and conference quickly and reliably. Not only is Comporium fiber fast, it's also affordable, starting at just $49.99 per month with no connection fee. For details, go online to comporium.link/YEC to sign up for Comporium high-speed internet today.
Love our subs? Want to find the fastest way to get here? Just say, "Hey Siri, take me to Substation 2 in Rock Hill."
Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill, and it gets 4 stars on Yelp.
Even faster, order online at mysubstationii.com. Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Mark Prosser is with us. He's Winthrop University's head basketball coach, a job he's had now for how many years?
Four.
4 years.
Just finished fourth season, yep.
Okay, so with all we spent 20 minutes trying to get unconfused, and I'm still confused about.
So am I. It's okay. We could spend 20 more minutes. We'd both still be confused.
But as you say, it's still fun doing what you have to do. It's just you got a whole bunch of different balls you have to juggle up in the air. So where are you? I mean, where does this leave you? I mean, how many of your current team members are coming back?
Yes, sir. We have 4 of our kids that played last year that are back. Isaiah Wilson's back, Tommy Camrat is back, Logan Duncombe is back, and Ty Hamilton is back. And so, you know, those guys on scholarship, guys that are coming back, Henry Harrison's back as well, Cam Christie's back as well. Just unbelievably loyal kids, great families, and they will be in charge of sort of what we talked about before, the things that we have always been about at Winthrop, the tradition that we've had, the sort of, I think, culture is a little bit overused when it comes to college athletics, but sort of the fabric of who we are as a program. It'll be their job to make sure that they're passing that on to all the new kids.
Okay. So you're out there hunting for how many more?
I mean, at this moment, how many scholarships do we have to offer?
Yeah.
At this moment, we have one more.
We have one more scholarship.
One more scholarship.
So you have a total of how many for us?
We have 13 scholarships.
13 scholarships.
We do.
So you need one more key player.
We need one more.
You got your eye on somebody?
We have our eyes on a lot of people. and I think, you know, the portal, it's got sort of its own ebbs and flows, right? And I think, you know, sometimes, and especially now, I think sometimes there's advice kids are getting and maybe numbers that they feel like that when they go in that are going to be thrown at them and it may not be reality. So it'll be some that maybe are, you know, maybe didn't get exactly what they were looking for or thought that they were going to get, you know, and there'll be other good players that will become available. And I think, you know, with one scholarship left, we can be really, really selective. But we've been fortunate. We have some kids that are about the right things that have committed to us and signed with us. It's going to be, I think, there's going to be a perception that our program is going to take a step back because we lose some really, really good ones. But man, am I fired up to get to work. It's unique, right? It's a little bit uncomfortable because we have so many new kids. It's new. I've never had this many new kids in a program before, but it's exciting. There's some good ones coming.
So you will know about this one person, I don't know, before school's out?
Could be. Well, I don't know. I think, you know, we've addressed needs, I feel like, already. You know, we can be highly selective with the scholarship that we have available. And so we're not in a rush, which I know sounds weird. Whatever it is, it's going to be May here in a second. But that's just sort of the world in which we live right now. And, you know, there will always be, you sort of want to know who you have, right? You want to have, you know, you want to have your group together and be able to start to plan. But as long as we know before June 8th, when summer school starts, you know, we'll be able to plan and get the group together.
So June 8th.
I think
much.
June 8th is our first day of summer school. I think that.
So you won't know
maybe
that.
June 9th. I think they get here on June 8th. We'll know before that. And it's good because we'll share it on social media when they're signed and when they're going to be here.
So you will start, once you have all these players in place, you will start your drills.
We're going to introduce ourselves to them. And so we're going to actually, I said the first time we have a team meeting, we're going to need name tags because I don't know who these people are. But it'll be fun.
But I mean, with all these rule changes, can you start practicing basketball like in June?
Yeah, we can. So, you know, we're very, very committed to player development, right? And so we'll spend a lot of the summer on developing the player, making them more complete player. I think it's something that we've always been about. You know, I think that goes back to Coach Marshall days of developing players. And you know, the summertime's still the summertime, right? I don't think they're going to play the conference championship in July this year. So, you know, we'll continue to get our players better because we feel as they get better, our team gets better. But there used to be rules, and I think maybe what you're alluding to is there used to be rules about how many kids could be in a workout and how many, like, but we can have full team practices. We can. And we will do that. We'll do that early on. If anyone wants to come out and watch, you're welcome to come out and watch. Our doors are always open. We're an open book. And so, you know, and there'll be some new faces, so we'll try to get them to wear name tags if we need to. But yeah, we'll be able to put them out on the floor together and get used to, you know, from the small group development aspects, which typically take place early in the week, to putting some more things in that are more systematic with five players on the floor. We typically do that a little later in the week.
So that would start sometime in the summer?
Yeah. We'll be, you know, we get an 8-week summer school session. And
right.
So 8 weeks that we can work with our kids. You get 8 hours a week. Four can be on the court. The other four can be in strength and conditioning.
Right.
So you try to cover a lot of ground in 4 hours a week. I know it seems like a lot, but, you know, and then, you know, those kids will have, you know, a couple days off. They have to have 2 days off, so they typically take the weekends. But it seems like, you know, it seems like a short amount of time. It is a short amount of time, but it's still, you know, it's still a great time to sort of implement and get to know your kids.
So we've got a big megaphone right now called this radio program.
Love it.
And if you want to talk to the community and say, what, you know, community says, what can I do? How would you answer that?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, getting to know our student athletes and not, I think, again, there's frustration with what goes on in college athletics and understand that our kids are still about the right things. We have wonderful student athletes, wonderful families. I know I touched on the loyalty of the kids that we've had in our program, and I'll include the four that are coming back, right? Because they could have all gone to the portal and went and looked for other opportunities. And so continue to support them. You know, I think the NIL aspect of it is something that is just present now, right? And I think there's times where people think, you know, well, what can I do? Or, you know, what would my, you know, X amount of dollars do? Every little bit helps, every little bit matters.
Sure.
You know, if that's something that you have an interest in, that stuff does make a difference because it is, like we talked about before, whether you feel good about it or don't feel good about it, it's still part of the conversation. It's just the reality of it now. And so, you know, we have great kids, and supporting our program, I think, is something we've always done around here. We take a lot of pride in.
Buy some season tickets. It'll be great. You can go to the Sneaker Ball, which is this weekend.
I'll be there.
Over at the McBride Hall at Winthrop. It's always a fun event. Mark Prosser, thanks for being on the program.
Thank you so much.
We'll get you back here again.
I'd
be sure of that. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Caporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Okay, let's see these Winthrop guys over here. Let's see, to turn around here. All right, pay a little attention. We do fresh subs and saddles. We do them 6 days a week. We got John Reinhardt here who's going to help us out. At the count of three, how do we do it in the white letters? One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Way to go. See you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.